Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bokart. Today we sat down with Emily Davis, Shelby Burgess, Lisa D. Ward, and Neva Wagner, who are involved with Cataclysmic Productions' production of The Vagina Monologues, which runs August 17th through the 20th at the Garden Nightclub. For more information on this production and for tickets, you can visit MidwestTix.com. This episode was recorded on Saturday, August 5th, at the Garden Nightclub in beautiful downtown Des Moines' East Village. Now, let's go backstage.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
Theater podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage. The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
All right, welcome to Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bokart. Today we're sitting here with some of the ladies involved with the Vagina Monologues presented by Cataclysmic Productions down there at the Garden Nightclub. How is everyone doing today?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Good.
Wonderful. Good.
Shelby, yes, is not an answer. Thank you. No, thanks for inviting me down here to talk to you gals today. I'm very excited about it. This is a show that I've been a big fan of for some time, and I haven't seen it for probably 7 years now, so excited to get back into the swing of things and see
about
it.
About time.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, let's go around the table here now. Just have you introduce yourself so we know who's here.
I'm Emily Davis. I'm the director of the Vagina Monologues.
I'm Lisa D. Ward. I'm one of the wonderful cast members of the Vagina Monologues.
I'm Neva Wagner, and I'm one of the cast members.
I'm Shelby Burgess, and I'm the stage manager. I'm not used to being on microphone.
Yes,
we were pointing out this is Emily's third time being on my show.
I'm a veteran.
And Shelby has been in the background of, I think, probably 3 or 4 episodes. So thank you for finally stepping up to the table. Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, Emily, for the people that don't know what the Vagina Monologues is, give us just a brief synopsis. And I know that's kind of hard to do because it's not like one cohesive story.
Right.
But yeah, just kind of give us a synopsis of what the show's about.
Yeah. So Eve Ensler is the author. She did interviews with over 200 women in the 90s about the female experience, experience with vaginas, with sexuality, with sex, with domestic violence, a whole slew of things. And in 1996, she premiered The Vagina Monologues. So it's a bunch of like it says, monologues, come together in one cohesive story about the female experience. I think it's the good. Is that a good way of? Yeah.
No, okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. She originally did all the monologues herself, right?
Right. You can find, you can actually find the HBO special on YouTube, I believe, of her.
Or HBO.
Or audiobooks. They have an audiobook of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nowadays when it's performed with obviously more than one person,
right?
Which is the case with this. So is each monologue a different actress in this, or how big is the cast?
The cast is 10 members right now, and everyone, they both have monologues and there are group pieces as well. So they're kind of intermittently spursed in there, those group pieces, to tie it
They've
all together.
Also broken up some of the main monologues into group pieces to make them a little bit more powerful and to drive some of their points in.
Yeah, well, correct.
Emily broke it up, so good job.
Thanks for participating, Shelby.
Yeah.
I love hearing you on the mic.
obviously, I was speaking with you. I think everyone at this table has some sort of experience with this show before this specific production.
Yes.
Tell us about your history with the show.
I did it twice in college, just for funsies.
And what college
Simpson
was that?
College. It's Woot. Simpson College. Simpson Unite.
They just high-fived. I want everyone to know that. Shelby and Kyle high-fived because they went to college together.
We were both theater majors at Simcoe.
This is going to be my 8th time doing this show. I did it for 7 years, 4 years while I was an undergraduate at Westminster College in Utah. And then I kept coming back as an alumni because I was a part of the entity. And so they called me a vagina mercenary.
Dude, that's like a video game title right there.
Right?
All the ones who were in college were the Vagina Warriors, so I was their mercenary since I came back for it.
Yeah, I would watch that movie.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so great.
Wow, I feel like a vagina virgin then. I've only done the show once before, and it was, I believe that Eve on Valentine's Day, she lets people perform the show without collecting royalties. So I did it through Grandview College on Valentine's Day a few years ago. I didn't attend that college, but I was a fill-in for a fill-in. So I got to memorize one of the monologues in like a week and a half.
Wow. And some of the monologues are fairly lengthy.
Yeah. And I did it in a British accent too. So that was fun.
Man, no. And how about you there, Emily? What's your history with the show?
Fun fact, I've never seen the Vagina Monologues or been a part of them before.
Wow.
I know.
And you're directing
and
it.
And I'm directing it. I know, right? Of course, I've done so much research. Dakota and Nick invited me to be the director for the show because I've done a lot with Cataclysmic. I've been with them from the beginning, and I've done directing and so forth during college and whatnot. But this is my directorial debut in Des Moines. And this is my first full-length show. So it's been a journey for all of us, but it's kind of exciting to be thrown into a show and learning all about it.
Well, and don't throw that away. You know, this is my directorial debut. Like that's something to be proud of. So, yeah. So own up to that, especially this show. I mean, this is not an easy show to direct.
It's true. It depends. We have such a good cast. Like, I can't say enough about the cast that we have. It's a great group of women with various acting backgrounds, which is so nice to have kind of a ability to mold an experience together and grow together. And everyone has a great heart for it. It's really here for each other. And they make it really fun and really easy and a joyous, joyous experience.
Now I want to hear from the two actresses that are sitting here. Tell me about your specific monologues that you're doing. Because this show has such a wide range. Sorry that it sounds like the air conditioner just kicked on, so you may have to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
But the show has such a diverse mix of styles. I feel like there's some monologues that are really, really funny and some that are, you know, just rip your heart out. So tell us, you know, if you have more than one, you know, how you switch between those.
Absolutely. Well, my monologue is called The Flood, and it's actually based on an interview with a 72-year-old woman who basically had never had an orgasm before, and just her experience as a girl, how the first time she went on a date and experienced basically raw passion and what had happened and how it had embarrassed her back in 1953. And it has some very, very funny moments. There's a dream sequence that involves Burt Reynolds. That's the only spoiler.
It's a really good monologue. I recall that.
And yeah, it's just really fun and really funny. And then I'm also involved in a group piece that's very serious. My Vagina Was a Village. Mm. And
is that the Bosnian one?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that one's super powerful.
So like Emily said, it's just a wonderful range of emotions and a wonderful range of pieces. And she did an awesome job without knowing us very well, like assigning them like perfectly. At least I think so.
I do Where Say Smell as my group pieces. And that's just basically taking snippets out of a bunch of monologues and fitting them all into a few voices. And then I do The Woman Who Loved to Make Vaginas Happy. And that's about a sex worker and her experiences doing sex work with women and the noises those women have made in her lifetime.
So many noises.
It's so great.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this show. I feel like watching it from beginning to end, too, Eve Ensler organized them in such a way that it really does flow well. And, you know, right when you're feeling down, she'll bring in something to make you a little happier and vice versa. It's would not be easy. And I'm just always so impressed that she made these from interviews with real people. It's not like she just came up with these stories out of her head. You know, it's real experiences, which is super powerful, I think.
I agree. So one thing that's really interesting, I'm doing a chorus line at the Playhouse right now in conjunction with this show. So both of those shows, Chorus Line is also based on a bunch of interviews from actors. So everyone that
we
play.
That.
What?
I don't know Chorus Line. I know. Oh, I'm bad.
My goodness. Yeah, so in Chorus Line, they had a bunch of actor dancers sit down and talk forever about their lives performing and auditioning and whatnot, and they turned it into a chorus line. So the character that I'm playing in the show is somebody who lived and breathed and was telling her story. Same with all the characters we have here. So it's really great as a director to feed off of the wonderful and talented Megan Helmers, who is the best, most talented person in the whole world.
It's true.
It's so unfortunate that she has to be with Charlie, who sucks. worked it in. I love you, Charlie. So her and I share the same ideals of playing these characters without being caricatures of these actual real people. And I think everybody does a great job bringing that respect in, that we're telling stories that are true, as well as stories that are universal to everyone. Everyone has a story to put on top of these monologues that tie it to even the ones that
women really sound like these moans guys. I'm just going to put it out there.
And I think Emily hit on the key word there, respect. That's what this show, when I first saw it, it made me just respect, not that I didn't respect women at the time, but made just it's
respecting the experience. And
yeah,
it's like
and it's stuff that obviously I've never dealt with.
Right.
So it's just kind of eye opening, I guess.
Exactly. That's why I think that this show is so great for literally anyone of any ages, sexualities, creeds, sexes, because everyone. I mean, Kyle, do you know a woman?
I know a few women.
Okay, great. So you'll probably get something out of the vagina monologues.
Right.
You hear that? People listening?
Well, and
there you go.
That's the one thing I was going to point out. This show is unfortunately 18 and over just because it's at a bar.
Yes.
So we do exclude all the people that are under 18.
That's true.
But everyone over 18, regardless of what you are, male, female, anything else, come see it because every single person will get something out of it.
Exactly.
Guaranteed. There is some language, but it's nothing you wouldn't hear in a rated R movie.
Yeah, there's some language, but it's always used.
It's used appropriately. To make a point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, and I'll bleep this, the reclaiming.
Oh, yes.
Which is my favorite monologue. I absolutely love that monologue.
Oh, man. And you're going to, the woman who's doing that.
Reclaiming, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's so great. And everybody who's coming, I do want to say we're doing a tampon and pad donation at the door when you come in. All proceeds are going to the Children and Families of Iowa. Eve Ensler spends a lot of time doing activism work for domestic abuse. So we wanted to add in that aspect. So if you're coming, that would be nice. We talk a lot about menstruation in the show. Don't worry, it's not gross. It's just real.
It is. I wanted to mention this show did launch the V-Day campaign, too.
Correct.
Is this in conjunction with that, or is that
It's in the spirit of that. V-Day is between February and April in that area. So we wanted to, Shelby and I talked about adding an aspect of that to honor Eve and her work, because she does some really great stuff, and our community is really important, and we love women. We just want them to be okay.
It's good. It's interesting to me that this show in particular is being performed at a nightclub. Tell me, that's
right.
It's kind of a weird, but I don't know. It's just interesting. Is there any parallels there or anything?
Well, one thing I love about Cataclysmic since the beginning, I did the first show with them, Rocky Horror. I've done shows with them since. And they're really growing to bring theater to the community that maybe is a little bit tougher to hear. That's a little bit more intense or fun. I mean,
Wizard of Oz was not a hard hitting show,
but it brings a new aspect that people might have a hard time coming to terms with and in turn teaches them about the world.
It wasn't a comfortable production.
Right. Yeah. Which is fantastic.
Which I love.
Yeah. And that's what theater should be. Theater shouldn't always be comfortable. I'm a huge supporter of that. So, doing vagina monologues here, I think we're at a, kind of turning point with Cataclysmic, where we're putting out a great bunch of musicals and farces and whatnot, Baby with the Bathwater, Reefer Madness. But they also have the ability to bring these shows that mean a lot and mean a lot to a different side of the community. Because when you think, I mean, personally, I'm a bisexual woman. When you think of a gay club, I feel like sometimes women are excluded from that because women can't be gay, right? Not that everybody thinks that at all. But I think that this show gives us the ability to bring that to the garden. Our cast has a wide range of ages, races, sexualities. So it's good to be all inclusive.
And for me, the garden, I'm not gay, but I definitely tend to hang out more with, quote, that crowd, just because I'm theater people. Right. I know this is. And so for me, the garden always feels like a safe place.
Right. Exactly.
Which I always like seeing not safe shows in a safe place, which I like. And this is not a comfortable show, The Vagina Monologues.
No. We're hoping that we're staging it in such a way that I hope will bring more comfort and make it more of a conversation with the audience. We're doing this piece on the round, actually. Yeah,
we hadn't even talked about the actual like production of how you're doing it. We've just been talking about sort of the show as its own entity.
Right.
Tell us about the actual physical production and what are we going to see when we come in?
Right. So when you come in, we'll be doing the show without intermission, to let you know that. But we're setting it up in the round. So if you've ever been to a show here at the garden, on the floor, we'll have the same seat set up. And then we'll have people, they're welcome to sit on stage, kind of over by the cage area. So we'll be playing to all sides. The actors will be sitting in the audience. So you might not know that the person, well, you'll know the person next to you is an actor, but you don't know that they're going to, you know, pop up and talk about their vaginas real quick next to you.
That's not something you can prepare for.
Right? It's like having a conversation with me on a day-to-day basis.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I think it brings its own unique challenges and whatnot. Do you guys feel like you are liking the round and acting in that space? How does that affect your performance?
I like it because it's actually more comfortable for me since I tend to do more drag than theater. And so it feels a lot more like a drag show where I'd walk through my audience, where I'd interact with them.
And look at everybody.
Where I would look at a grandma and I'd hit on her because it can go that way.
So you get to improvise a little bit with whoever's in the space. That's always nice. I like that too.
Yeah, it's a newer experience for me. I've done like 3 quarters, but never fully in the round. So it, like Emily keeps reminding me, don't forget the people behind you.
Not just you.
Yeah, everybody.
I've always feel like whenever I do shows in 360, I just want to stand on a Lazy Susan and just rotate the entire time.
Just sit on one of those kid seat things that turn
the
around.
Sit and spin.
Yes. And it does open up a lot, just a lot of the blocking and like what we can do on stage is so wonderful from what I've seen.
And there's no like set for this show, I assume. I've never seen it done with that.
Shelby, do you want to talk about our add-on things we'll have on stage?
Was shoving this microphone in my face. I just wanted to say she was
forcing it upon you.
When Emily, Nick, and I sat at the coffee shop where I had more coffee.
Yeah.
Can't tell I've had coffee. Java. But when Nick first said that, you know, why don't we do this around? I thought, oh my.
And this is Nick Amundsen.
Nick Amundsen.
Yes, we hadn't
the
mentioned.
Busiest
Sorry,
man
Nick,
in Des Moines.
This is true.
But he said, well, let's do it in the round. I thought, oh my God. In the round at the garden? How the hell is that going to work? Can we cancel this? I'm so sorry. I just said hell.
I can bleep it. We are a family-friendly podcast.
I've been trying. Sorry. So you all should be so proud of me.
You can curse as much
this
as you want.
This is why they don't let stage
it.
Managers on the mic. But, I mean, it's so well, and Emily's doing such a great job with it being in the round because it just, you would never think. I mean, going to a show at the garden, I would have never thought doing one in the round. Like, how in the hell would that work? Mm. Oh, my God. I can just keep doing it. Take this away from me.
And that's another thing, adding on to the growth of Cataclysmic. For this show, we're going to have, if you're familiar with the stage, there's a jutted out portion, kind of stubby catwalk, I like to call it. We're going to have stairs coming off of that so actors can easily come up and off stage. We'll have a platform over the stairs that go off on the right side of the stage. So that'll be a playing space too. And all of these added in, I mean, we're taking the platform from the first Rocky Horror we did. 2.5 years ago. Oh my God. That's crazy.
And you're doing that again this year, right?
Just to plug. They are doing that.
Auditions are coming up.
Auditions are August 13th. Please come audition. I'll be there. Be my friend. And can I plug for friends on podcast?
You can plug for whatever you want.
Great. Awesome. But like with the stairs, that's something that that's a new view that we can use for your shows and Cataclysmics, you know, next season and throw those stairs back in. I'm just really excited about the stairs.
Clearly.
I'm not going to lie.
We should have counted how many times you said the word stairs. Now, how much are tickets to the show?
$10.
$10. You can afford that.
That's like some of the cheapest theater you'll see. I shouldn't use the word cheap. The least, I'm told at work I shouldn't use cheap. Least expensive theater.
Most affordable theater.
Most affordable theater you'll see in Des Moines.
It's cheaper than Pancheros because I ate there for lunch and it was like $11. So it's cheaper than a burrito to go and see the show.
That's actually the best plug that we should use from now on.
And The only bad thing is there's only four performances of this show.
No.
So get your tickets now. You can go to MidwestTix.com and get them.
Yes.
$10, cheaper than a burrito.
Cheaper than a burrito. Come see
the show. It opens August 17th. I don't know what day of the week that is. I think
that's
it's a
Thursday.
And then runs through the 20th, which is the Sunday. And so shows are at 7:30, and on Sunday it's at 4:30.
Yep.
Matinee. I did my research.
Yay. Oh, that's so respectful.
I wrote it down.
You.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Do you guys have anything that you want to add?
Shelby, I want to set the microphone is back in Shelby's face. She's shaking her head. You guys have?
Guys, don't be afraid to come. I know, men, this is intimidating because the word vagina alone makes you want to just clam up and run off. But seriously, show up. It's not a man-hating thing, and that's a huge misconception.
Absolutely not. It's not.
There's monologues that praise you guys for what you do. So show up and be brave.
Which one is that? The
Because you like to look at it.
Yes, I love that monologue.
Bobs of America, come to us.
Yes, that's so good. Yeah, that I actually wrote that one down because that's my second favorite one.
And my parents are coming, so if 75-year-old parents can come and support their daughter, anyone can come.
Anyone can come.
True. And no matter what age you are, it's okay to be challenged and you know, feel uncomfortable because you might learn something, which if you are too old to learn, then you're too old to live. So get out of here. That's how I feel about it.
I feel like I shouldn't have an ending thing because that was so good.
Oh, well, I just made that up. Yeah. Anyway.
But really, come see the show. I'm so incredibly proud to be a part of Cataclysmic's team and to be a part of this group of ladies plus Nick.
He's kind of a lady.
Yeah. He's a lady sometimes.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, yeah. The dom of a lady.
Yes. But they're doing such a great job. Shelby is the best stage manager in the world. I love her so much. I am so flippin' excited about it. And then stay afterwards for a drink at the bar. We're at the Garden.
Yeah.
It's a shorter show. So come talk to us, have conversations. We would love that dialogue. I'm speaking for everyone. So sorry about that, but we love dialogue.
You're right. It is a show that sparks conversations, right, which is important. And it's like the Garden. Stick around because you will want to talk about it afterwards.
Yes.
And I'm sure these lovely ladies will sit around and talk about it with you.
Every night.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sitting down with me, ladies.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Des Moines Backstage. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. My favorite app is the Pocket Casts app. Also, if you'd like us to feature your next production as an episode of Des Moines Backstage, you can send us a message on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines Backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa
Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage. The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.